Have you ever lived through disappointment in life? This is the experience of the two disciples as they're walking back from Jerusalem. They're going to Emmaus, 11-kilometer walk, and they're disappointed. Why? Because they had hoped Jesus had come into the world to redeem Israel. And what had happened? Well, he died. He died on Good Friday. And when he died, their hope died with him. And so now they're on the road of disappointment. Have you ever walked there? And they're walking back. See, hope's a powerful thing. People say you can live about 40 days without food, about 4 days without water, about 4 minutes without air or internet, but only 4 seconds without hope. What is hope? Hope paints a picture of the future that gives power to the present to press onward to the promise. So hope gives a picture of the future to give power, that gives power to the present that allows us to press onward to the promise. And when you lose your hope, you lose your power to press forward to the promise. And this is what the disciples have experienced. Their hope in Jesus has died. And now their enthusiasm, their drive to press onward to what they thought the future was going to be like is gone. And what happens now? They're going back to the way things used to be. Have you ever heard that old charismatic song, I have decided to follow Jesus? Now, what are the words? It's the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Well, apparently the disciples had never heard that song because they got it backwards. The world's before them. The cross is behind them. They have turned back. They are going back. That's what happens when you lose your hope in Jesus Christ. You go back to the way you used to live because the future just seems out of reach or unattainable or just irrelevant. Now, as they're walking on the road of disappointment, guess who shows up? Jesus. They have turned their back on the promise. The promise is in Jerusalem and they're going the wrong way. And Jesus shows up on that road. Can you relate? Have you ever been on the road of disappointment and all of a sudden Jesus shows up in your life? He shows up and he starts walking with them. And he says, basically, what are you talking about? He wants in on the conversation. Now, it's not that Jesus didn't know what they were talking about. He's God. He knew exactly what's in their hearts, what's coming out of their lips, what they're thinking in their minds. He knew it. So why did Jesus ask the question, what are you talking about? It wasn't for his benefit. It was for theirs. Every time God asks a question in scriptures, it's always for the benefit of the people person he's speaking to. And so what do these guys do? Well, they start telling Jesus about Jesus. It's like the people are telling the author about his own book, or the painter is being told about his painting. It's rather ironic. And what does Jesus do? Well, he listens. And then he explains the scriptures to them and he goes through salvation history and what happens within their hearts. Their hearts started burning. Have you ever experienced that? You hear a message and then something inside of you just becomes alive because the Holy Spirit has anointed that message. He's going into that area of your heart and that burning sensation, that hunger, something comes alive. Why? Because God wants to do something in that area. When that starts happening to us and our hearts start burning, we have to pay attention because God just doesn't speak to our hearts for the sake of speaking to our hearts. No, we always then must ask the question, what must we do? What must we do? Maybe it's just a deeper surrender to Christ. Maybe it's a word of praise to him, or maybe it's a U-turn on the road of disappointment. And Jesus, its scripture says, was going to continue on, but they asked him to stay when they got to Emmaus. And so what does Jesus do? He sits down and he has a meal with them. He takes the bread. He blesses the bread. He breaks the bread and he gives it to them. Those four verbs, the actions that we see when Jesus instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper. And when he gives them, those two disciples, the Eucharistic bread, it is then when they hold the Eucharistic Jesus in their hands that they recognize the resurrected Jesus before their eyes. Why? Because in their hands, they are holding the resurrected Christ. Remember John 6:54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. They only recognize the resurrected Jesus when they hold within their hands the means of their own resurrection, which is the Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus. And once they receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, what happens? Jesus does the disappearing trick. He vanishes from their eyes. Why? Because they have all they need within their hands, Jesus' true presence within the Eucharist. Every time we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, what are we receiving? We're not receiving a dead corpse that has died on the cross. No, we're receiving Jesus' body, his blood, his soul, his divinity. He is alive. We are receiving the resurrected Jesus. And when we receive him within us, we are partaking in his divine nature, his supernatural nature that rose from the dead. Get this, Jesus conquered death. And by partaking in the Eucharist, he promises to share the same resurrection power with us. This is the promise of the Eucharist. This is the power of the Eucharist, and this is our hope. Jesus shares his resurrection with us by means of the Eucharist. This is your hope. This is your future. And this is the good news of Jesus Christ. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching.